Welcome to those watching by live stream. And if this ministry has been a blessing to you, we invite you to partner with us. And we would, if you would go to our Facebook and YouTube, and you can get our posts there, you can watch there. And please push like or love. You know, we like those heart emojis, yes. Right? Leave a comment, share our content, subscribe to our YouTube channel, Eberly Ministries, that's E, B as in boy, E-R-L-Y Ministries, and hit the bell to get notified when we post new content. Yes. Amen. Check out the Gym Vault at eberlyministries.org. So go to our website and you can avail yourself of many thousands of hours of sermons. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. So have you been having a good week? Amen. I'll just cut to the chase here. I know I was out at the beginning of the month, and you know, we had the conference in California and what have you, but frankly, I just for several days had been pushing it, not getting enough rest, and it finally caught up with me. And I did ask God for mercy, but after about the 20th time, you understand? Don't look at me with that sanctimonious look. You understand? So what in the world? Y'all having fun over there? Okay. But anyway, so with that, there is a time and place, and then realize, and I was praying about it because just been dealing with some other underlying symptoms. It's like, okay, Lord, what's going on? I mean, I've been strong and all that. Don't be distracted. They'll get it taken care of. Yeah. Is everybody okay? Okay. They just dropped something, so don't be distracted by that. You know, pastor's been talking about distractions. Okay. Y'all good. Well, praise the Lord. Well, okay, let's just put our hands, I guess they just carried somebody off there, so let's put our hands out. Father, in the name of Jesus, we speak healing and health to Jerry, and we say that he's strong in the Lord, and in the power of your might, Satan, you take your hands off of him, in the name of Jesus. Life and anointing. Go and minister to him. Well, praise the Lord. Amen. So anyway, and I heard that some other people have been dealing with symptoms and this and that. But you know what? That's why we have to just go over what we have in our healing covenant. Because we get to a place to where it's like, okay, this is the time of year where I got to get antibiotics. I got to get, you know. That's fine if you're led. I'm not saying nothing wrong with antibiotics. I actually got some about 3 days ago. As a matter of fact, bear with me because I'm dealing with a little bit of when you first get on antibiotics. But we're good, you know. So with that, you say, well, why didn't you get on them the week before? Because I wasn't led to get on them the week before. And really, I knew that I hadn't got enough rest, and God was talking to me about some other things, I know as he does you. And I just had that time to get with him because I'm like never out for 2 weeks. But praise the Lord, it's one of those things where sometimes we just have to get rest. So that's what we did. And then you get into a rut of push, 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 don't rest, rest, rest. You get into a rut and you got to get out of that rut. I'm just like Pastor Jason, and you get into distraction mode and what have you. And sometimes, and I'm not saying it takes God 2 weeks, because when I believe that I received healing, I was whole. I was healed and whole. But it took me time to regroup and deal with that mentality of don't get rest, you understand, or staying up too late or whatever. And I won't say that I don't like 10 o'clock, but it's looking better, okay? I'm just saying. I'm just saying. 10 o'clock is looking better. To go to bed is what I'm saying. Praise the Lord. You know, so it matters what we say. And if we're saying, I can't stand to go to bed at 10 o'clock, I can't stand it. I don't talk that way. You know, I really don't. And I just do what the Spirit of God deals with me to do. And I have strength to do everything I need to do. Amen. So what were we talking about? We're healed. We're definitely talking about that. So anyway, So this week, and I came on Wednesday, and I was doing much better. Then on Thursday, I started dealing with symptoms again. It's like, but some things came up in my spirit, and I called my dentist about a year ago. They wanted to extract a tooth, and I didn't want them to. And I wanted to wait and just pray about it, this and that, but I just waited too long. So from what I understand, I do have some underlying bacteria from that tooth, which is going to be extracted on Tuesday. So, amen, you got to do what you got to do. But it's one of those things where you're just being led by the Spirit of God. So I did get on antibiotics, one thing, because when you're dealing with underlying bacterial, that's a good way to go. But another thing is I don't take them very often. So as a matter of fact, almost never, because they can strip your body, and you've got to know how to get your body built back up with supplements, as well as probiotics and things like that, or actually antibiotics can hinder you and hurt you. So, and too many people just take them constantly, and they wonder why their body is not, you know, functioning, because your body wasn't made to be stripped like that. You need supplementation. That's one of the reasons why, if I am dealing with symptoms, I'm looking at, okay, of course, putting the word first. I'm looking at making sure, do I have all the doors shut? And am I walking in love? You know, these are the things I'm looking at first. But the rest factor was a specific one God dealt with me about. And then that thing with the tooth came up. It's like, oh, okay. So I'll deal with that. Amen. So the only reason I say that is because Pastor Jay and I do want to be an example to you. And I'm not going to get up here and say I'm perfect in everything by any means, but we have a relationship with the Lord. And we can go to Him, and He will talk to us, and He will help us see. And whatever, if I can use my experience to help you, that's great. But I'm not trying to bring any condemnation on anybody, okay? So if we can help you, that would be great. I want you to turn to Ephesians 6:10. Praise the Lord. I've been listening to one of Dad Hagen's messages over and over and over this last couple weeks, when faith seems weak and victory lost. Have you all listened to that one? If you go to YouTube, and there's so many nuggets in that era, in that. But one of the things he says is, number one, know where the source of sicknesses and disease comes from. Yes. Know where the source of evil comes from. Yeah. It always comes from the enemy.
That's right.
Do you understand that when Adam sold out with sin, it was perfect. There was no sickness and disease. And they were booted out of the garden.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then the devil became the god of this world.
Yeah.
And with that, it was distorted. So sickness and disease. And really, that's part of the curse. But we've been redeemed from the curse of the law. Well, if we've been redeemed, why are you dealing with symptoms? I just told you, because I should have got more rest. And of course, we've got to constantly beef ourselves up. And there are things right now that Pastor Jay and I both, we've been talking about realizing, we just got to make sure that we are giving ourselves to the Word of God, giving ourselves to prayer, giving ourselves to building ourselves up, first and foremost. As a matter of fact, I'm going to go there real quick. It's in my book, Faith on Trial, on page 284. But I'm going to go there. Praise the Lord. And one of the things that Dad Hagen said, we're going to get to that scripture. One of the things that he said, well, number one, on the message that I was listening to on YouTube, number one was, know the source of sickness and disease.
Yes.
And that doesn't mean that we don't do the natural things. That doesn't mean that we don't use wisdom. That doesn't mean that you can't use medication as you're led. That doesn't mean any of these type of things. It just means that the source is because the devil became the god of this world and he distorted it. And that's, God doesn't have any sickness and disease. But understand that God made our bodies to heal themselves. They're amazing. Our bodies are amazing. So in that respect, if we're eating the right foods and we're getting the right supplements and these type of things, then we would not deal with near as much. But many people grew up on, you know, cornflakes and hamburger helper. I'm just saying. And different medical procedures and this and that and chemicals and blah, 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 whatever, all kind of stuff. And didn't learn that what they put in their body was affecting it. So that's part of it. But even with all of that, still sickness and disease is, it came, the source is from the devil. Satan distorted things. So we have to understand, you've got to put the Word of God first. We can't have a mentality of, okay, I can just go get antibiotics. I don't need to get in the Word. Oh my goodness. You see, that is something that's prevalent. I know. I've talked with friends. I've talked with family. I need antibiotics. What about the Word of God? I'm not condemning anybody, but the thing is, we've got to put God's Word first, because I've went and got antibiotics and it didn't help me. But when I'm led, do you understand there are certain things, if it's viral or this or that, the antibiotics won't always hit it. And then they've got certain strains, and then I guess antibiotics get smarter than the strain. Whatever. I'm just saying, or certain medications that maybe don't agree with your body or this or that. So you can have your trust and your hope in all of these natural things. You know, like Pastor Nancy says, you can eat a whole bowl of broccoli. But if you're not being obedient to God's Word, that broccoli not going to help you. What does broccoli have to do? Well, I guess it's healthy for you, you know. So there are things about taking care of our bodies. You're healed and whole, Brother Jerry. Amen. Amen. There are things that we have to understand, that God made this body. It's an amazing body. And if we give it the right things, it will heal itself. But that doesn't mean that the enemy may not come and attack it. So just always put God's Word first and be led by the Spirit in what you do. I mean, like I said, I've got story after story after story where I was led to go get a procedure and everything went fine, but another time I wasn't led and everything went fine. I'm just saying, you got to be led by the Spirit. We can't have a mentality of, you know, I know I'm not spending enough time in the Word. I know I'm not getting enough rest. I know I'm not doing that, but I can just go get a pill and take care of it. See, that's when we get in trouble. And I think we've got to remind, because this was in my heart today, we've got to remind ourselves, it's not about getting a pill. It's not about getting a quick fix. It's about putting God first. And thank God, you know, Pastor Jay has been talking about that, spending time in prayer, getting over the distractions in our lives. You know, of course, I'll add getting rest, what have you. I have to remind our staff. I asked the staff and leadership last Sunday afternoon, because I went up to go take a nap. I'm like, did y'all have a good nap? And nobody had taken a nap. And they were working that Saturday night. They had driven that the day before. That morning they were up. I'm like, why didn't y'all take a nap? Pastor Jay and I make sure, especially, you know, if we're going, that we take naps. But like I said, some underlying things were happening as well that had caught up with me. I just got back from the prayer conference, and I spent some time in prayer and in the Word in the afternoons, but we were staying up late. Like I said, because of some of the underlying things, because I wasn't obedient to get that tooth taken care of last summer, And so there's a reason for things, and God will help us. I said, God will help us. Well, that was all free. I'm glad you enjoyed that. So Dad Hagen, he taught the importance of faith in renewing the mind and developing the human spirit. And I heard him make a statement. He said, in 30 years of study on the human spirit, I have found four primary ways to develop the human spirit. Yes. And he covered the subject in detail in the Bible Faith Study course. So in 30 years of study on the human spirit, I have found four primary ways to develop the human spirit. Now, he said, your spirit can be educated just as your mind can be educated. Your spirit can be built up in strength just as your body can be built up. There are four steps. Understand something, that you renew your mind, but your spirit is developed, because the Spirit of God comes into your spirit and deposits all the tools that you need. Yeah. And that makes you a new creation in Christ. You know, God breathed life into Adam. And he became a life spirit. That was a creation. Yes. Being formed out of the ground was not a creation, because the ground had already existed. The new creation was when he breathed life into him. So you've got life in your spirit, and to develop your spirit, it's not something in your mind. You've got to renew it. It's kind of like when you wake up in the morning, you look in the mirror, you got to comb that hair every day. But your spirit has already been made new. You have to develop it. Amen. And your faith will increase as you use it. It will grow as you use it, just like a good garden crop in your garden. As you water it, as you get it good sunshine, as you do the things, it will grow. Well, that's what we've got to do with our spirit. And Dad Hagen, one of the things he said was meditating in the Word. Yes. Meditating in the Word. There are four steps by which your spirit can be educated and built up. Meditating in the Word. Number two, practicing the Word. Yes. And you might, you understand, we're going to stir ourselves up. It's like, yeah, this is food. This is something, this is what I need. You might just want to stir yourself up. You might just want to tell your neighbor, this is what we need. This is what is essential. If you haven't eaten for 5 days, what's essential? And sometimes our spirits get emaciated, and it's essential. First, that we meditate on the Word. Number two, that we practice what the Word says. Number three, by giving the Word first place in our life. So we have to look around ourselves. You know, we were talking about looking around, making sure you have the right mentality. Look around and make sure that things are, that you have not created a mentality of yielding to distractions. Because if you're not getting proper rest or that type of thing, there's always going to be some distractions there. Now, Pastor Nancy, she talked about years ago that she didn't like to go to bed. And sometimes she would stay up late and just stare off into space. She was so tired. She just wanted to go to bed. And I've done that before. I understand. I mean, sometimes I'm on Amazon. Looking for a table for the foyer. And my spirit's like, if you go to bed, you'll see one first thing in the morning. Don't look at me with that sanctimonious.
That's so good.
Okay. By instantly obeying the voice of your spirit. So getting the Word into our heart and building a mentality of putting God's Word first, which when you put His Word first, you get hungry for more. When you eat good food, you get hungry for more of that type of food. When I eat a steak, I want another one.
Yes.
You understand? But it is equally important to be led by the Spirit of God. And like I said, we get a mentality that we can just get a quick fix. We get a mentality that we can just go to, okay, I got a medication on that. You know, I've told the story, and I hope Mom doesn't mind me telling off. It actually sheds her in a really good light. But anyway, I'm just saying that, you know, she had been bitten by the cat, and we came to church that night, and she didn't show me until we were getting ready to leave, and in a couple days, we were going to go on vacation to Colorado. Well, we showed Miss Sandra, and she's like, yeah, she needs to get to the emergency room. So we took her to the emergency room. There was a certain amount of sepsis that had already set in. They put her on antibiotics, but they said, you know, she should be fine. We don't think we need to admit her at this time. So with that, she came on to Colorado, but her blood pressure was extremely high. I was like, okay, something underlying's going on here. But one of the things that I'll back up. And then she started dealing with some symptoms, and we went ahead and went because she wanted to go. And I just said to her, Mom, what is in your heart? What is in your heart? Because we know that you have a healing covenant. We know that it's not your fault the cat bit you. You know, we know you have a healing covenant, and, you know, we are taking periodic times throughout the day just worshiping the Lord. Amen. Because that's an important thing to do. And we had prayed together and believed that we received and that the power of God was ministering to her. And now it's a matter of continuing to let that power work by words of praise and worship, amen, and just stirring ourselves up. But it, when we got there, it seems like things turned and that she got really sick. So I looked it up and found out that there was a secondary infection that started because the antibiotics had affected her colon, and looked it up. I said, Mom, probably need to go to the hospital. And she's like, nope. Probably need to. Nope. Probably need to. Nope. All right, then. And that's, she did not have it in her heart, not aversion to it or anything, because there have been other times where she had it in her heart, you know, this last bout, some pneumonia stuff, and she went to the hospital, but, you know, and God brought her out too. That's a whole nother testimony in and of itself. You just have to be led. So it wasn't about not wanting to go to the hospital. I don't believe she had it in her heart. Yeah. I'm like, okay. So I just took her by the hand. Father, we thank you that this is cleared up in the name of Jesus. And then there was a natural thing that I brought with me that works like an antibiotic, and I gave her that out of wisdom, out of being led by the Spirit. And I gave her that. And you might say, well, and I don't really care what you said. We're a family. We did what we wanted to do. Okay. Anyway, we were led by the Spirit of God. So that's what we did. And she came completely out of that. Amen. Something that most likely could have been very serious and fatal, she came completely out of it. Amen. Just in a matter of 2 or 3 days. But she was being led by the Spirit. And the reason I wanted to tell that story is because some people, they think going to the hospital is always, you always do that. And then others think, you know, that it's sin to go to the hospital. Well, it's about putting God's word first, meditating on the word, getting the word in you, not overriding. Realize it said by giving the word first place in your life, by instantly obeying the voice. You see, I would have been helped if I would have instantly obeyed that voice of get more rest. And then it becomes, you have seasons where things, they'll become a rut. It'll become a habit. And you've got to break that habit. You got to, like Dr. Dufresne, you say, you got to put the foot to it. Yes. Amen. Yeah. So I know I'm mixing stories up here. But we've got to instantly obey. And I believe that Mom was obeying her spirit. So we just kept doing what we knew to do. And that was put God's word first and worship him. And we believe that we received, you know, looked at the scriptures and believe that we received healing and health. And we believed it was working in her. And just took periodic times throughout the day. And then I was just led because I had that particular thing to go ahead and give that to her. And you might say, well, what was it that healed her? Was it that supplement, or was it the power of God?
Come on.
Being led.
Yeah. Come on.
I like what Richard Roberts, you know, it doesn't matter if you are healed through medication or whatever, just be led by the Lord. It's all God. God gave them the ability. I mean, some medications, I don't think he gave them the ability, but anyway, more along. Some medications are just man-made and a big problem. But anyway, moving right along. So there are things that we need to understand is always putting God's word first. Now, I want you to go to, is this all right?
Yes.
Go to Exodus 23, because this kept coming up in my spirit, Exodus 23. And in verse 25, it says, Exodus 23, 25, so you shall serve the Lord your God, and he will bless your bread and your water. Now, you got to use wisdom with that. That doesn't mean that if you're eating Cheerios and hamburgers every single day that you're going to have the faith and the assurance to keep the bugs out of your body. All right? We've got to use wisdom. He's going to bless your bread and your water, but you've got to have assurance when you're believing God for your bread and your water. You understand? Now, it says, and I will take sickness away from the midst of you. I will take sickness away from the midst of you. No one shall suffer miscarriage or be barren in the land. I will fulfill the number of your days. And I was just meditating on that. I'm like, Lord, I'm not going to allow the enemy to dupe me. And I'm going to let people know God has taken sickness out of the midst of us.
Yes.
Well, then why are we dealing with sickness? Because we got to do our part. And that is put his word first. Do what the word says. Be obedient to the word. Understand that the source of sickness and disease is from Satan. But then let's be led by the Spirit of God in everything we do. And if we're not putting God's word first, then we're going to be weak in our ability to hear what the Spirit of God is saying.
That's right.
I said, if we're not being led by the Spirit of God, we're going to be weak in our ability to hear what the Spirit of God is saying.
Amen. Come on.
Proverbs 18:14 in the Amplified Bible says, the strong spirit of man sustains him in bodily pain or trouble, but a weak and a broken spirit, who can raise up or bear? We also see how the human spirit rules the body in 1 Corinthians 9:27. Paul said, I discipline or I keep under my body and bring it into subjection. I subdue, I enslave, lest when I have preached to others, I myself should become disqualified or not standing the test. So Paul referred to the new man in Christ when he said, I discipline my body. The I that he spoke of was the human spirit,
Yes. The
inner man of the heart. His spirit man brought the body and mind into subjection, which means to be a slave driver, i.e. to enslave, to subdue. The new man of the heart rules over or dominates the natural senses of the body as well as the soul, the mind, the will, and the emotions by the grace of God within. Amen. Romans 8:13 says, for if you live according to the flesh, you will die, but if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body. So we've got to understand that when we're putting God's word first and we're incorporating his word and we are being obedient to the word of God, and then we're listening to what the Spirit says, we've got to use our faith and we've got to use the dominion that we walk in. And tell things to stop.
Yes.
Tell our body you're healed.
Yes.
Believe that we receive. Just like Jesus, it always comes back to their Mark 11:22. Have faith in God, or it means have the God kind of faith.
Yes.
You see, you have faith in your heart.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
Have the God kind of faith. For whoever says Jesus was in a around mountains and trees, he said, whoever says to this mountain, be thou taken up and cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but says, whatsoever he says will come to pass. So the dominion that Jesus operated in was the same dominion that God operated in Genesis 1. And he said, light be, or that word be means come to pass.
Right, that's right.
And then he said, let us make man in our image.
Yeah, amen.
So that he can have dominion and that he can subdue or tell things that are coming against him, whether that's in his body or in the mind or whatever on the earth. In other words, he gave Adam dominion to keep the garden, to tend the garden, and to tell things. What if the Satan came in that garden to hinder it? Get out of here.
Yeah, come on.
But how many know he didn't use his dominion and he allowed Satan to come in because he listened to his wife? It doesn't mean you never listen to your wife. It doesn't, you know, we can get off. There have been times the Lord told Pastor Jay, listen to your wife. And he humbled himself and did so. Amen. And vice versa. We've both done that. Now, in Philippians chapter 3, verse 12, we're kind of going back and forth here, Philippians, but we've got a point that we want to make. 3:12, not that I have already attained, or am I already perfected? See, we can act like we have arrived. I mean, even Dad Hagen tells stories about symptoms that came against his body. Remember that time where he was having a heart attack and realized it's because his unwillingness to travel? I'm just saying, through that story, we learn obedience. I'm not going to stop traveling to Lee Summit. I'm not going to stop going to conferences. But I am going to use more wisdom on my end to do what I need to do, because the enemy would try to dupe us in, well, you can't go do this, you can't do the other. But what God is dealing with us, that when we're in his will, actually we're safer, much safer than when we're out of his will. Pastor Nancy, I've heard her say that about certain ministers who just shut down. They start staying home, and then sometimes sickness can set in or whatever. I mean, that's between them and the Lord. But the point that she's making is, if they will fulfill the call of God, they're going to walk in healing and health. Of course, we have to use our faith with that. But it's obedience. And when Dad Hagen was dealing with those heart attack symptoms, and it's a long story, I'm not going to go through it. He had to make a commitment. I'm sorry, Lord. I will travel. I will go. I will do what you've told me to do. So we always have to be open, you know, not looking under every bush and trying to find a problem, but first get in his word. Get in his word. Put it first in our lives. And then see what the Holy Ghost is telling us to do. You know, we do what the word says, and there's it's a big book. There's so many things that if we will just do what the word says, many times we won't have to hear a word from the Lord, because it's already in the Bible. To take care of ourselves and to take care of our bodies and to walk in love and to get rest. I mean, all of these things are in the Word of God. Amen. But in Philippians, again, 3:12, not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Now, that doesn't mean just keep pressing into your own way and into your own plan. Find out what God is saying. Find out what God is saying in your everyday. Find out what God is first and foremost saying in His Word and incorporate those things. Find out who you are in Christ, what you have in Christ, what you can do in Christ. Find out that you are the redeemed of the Lord, that you have a covenant, that you are the healed of the Lord. And when the enemy tries to come to us and say, okay, this is flu season, it doesn't work this time of the year, let's tell him where to get off. Because my Bible tells me He takes sickness out of our midst. And if we will discern our body, just like 1 Corinthians chapter 11, Paul said, discern. Remember the body and remember the blood when you take communion, and make sure that you're doing it in a right manner. And he was telling them, make sure you're walking in love. Don't be coming to church and leaving some people out that are hungry, and others, you know, they're having big meals and then they're having their communion. They're leaving some people out. They're not walking in love. But he's also saying discern. In other words, estimate. What is God saying to each individual one of us? And there are so many variables. I meet with people. Let me read this. I did finish, and then I'll tell you there. Therefore, let us, as many as are mature, have this mind. And this is in Philippians, and I believe that's down in 15, 16. And if anything you think otherwise, God will reveal even this to you. Nevertheless, to the degree that we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule, let us be of the same mind. In other words, continually renew your mind with God's Word, putting the Word of God into practice, knowing who you are in Christ, knowing what you have, knowing that you're the healed of the Lord, knowing that you're the blessed of the Lord, knowing that you're the prospered of the Lord, but don't have a mentality of all I need to do is go get a pill and get a quick fix. No, because I am a spirit. Yes. I have a soul and I have a body, and I have dominion. Yes. And it's the power of God that lives inside of me that gives me the ability to say, hey, yes, sickness cannot operate. See, right. God took sickness out of their midst. Yes. We tell sickness to go with our dominion.
Amen.
They weren't able to use authority at that time. Now, Adam was. There wasn't any sickness in the garden, but there was a devil, and he came to challenge them, and Adam didn't use his dominion. And then when they were kicked out of the garden, then the devil became the god of this world, and things were distorted, and sickness and disease came, and the curse, you know, came, and people needed to depend on God. And one of the things that they had to do was, you know, go kill a, I don't know all the ceremonial things, but they needed a blood sacrifice. I mean, I've studied on that, but it's been a while. They needed a blood sacrifice. And we have a sacrifice in Christ. And then that life, that creative life, was restored back into our spirit man. Amen. And now we've been restored to dominion. All right, I said all that to say, let's go to Ephesians. I was going to say something earlier, but the Lord will bring it back if I need. So Ephesians 6, is this all right?
Yes.
Ephesians 6, chapter, verse 10 says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord in the power of His might. And that word strong means to be strengthened.
Yes.
In the Lord. And in the power, that word power means dominion.
Yes. Amen.
And the word might means power. So you could read it this way. Be strengthened in the Lord in the dominion of His power.
That's good.
And it lives inside of you.
Yeah.
That power lives inside of you.
Amen.
Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. You see, that's why we know all evil is sourced from the devil.
That's right.
not all trials. Sometimes the trials of your faith is, I mean, other people can be a trial. I'm just saying. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand. We've got to stand our ground.
Yes.
We've got to realize that we have the dominion. And if you're not feeling very dominion-like, start meditating on who you are in Christ.
Yes.
Go back to Genesis. Read there where God says, let us make them in our image, in our likeness.
Yes.
In other words, that likeness means doing things in God's mode of operation.
Yes. Right.
We are made in his likeness. We do things in his mode of operation. We speak to things.
Yes.
Yeah.
To mountains,
yes.
To symptoms.
Yes.
We are the healed of the Lord.
Yes.
Sickness is taken out of our midst as a result of us telling it to go.
Yes.
So it's not just a quick fix of, okay, I'm going to call the doctor up and get a pill and this is going to be done with.
Right.
Realize that Satan will try to eat your lunch if you have that attitude.
Right.
And we have to be led by the Spirit in everything that we do and say. And understand, I am a big advocate. I'm one of those that locked myself up for 2 weeks and read every kind of book you could think of on supplements and vitamin C and D3 and this and that. Why did you do that? Because I want natural knowledge.
Yeah.
I want to know what it takes to help this body thrive.
Yeah.
I want to know what I can do. I've changed the way I eat. Very seldom do I eat sugar. As a matter of fact, the night before I dealt with all those symptoms, I decided to have a night off. Well, we're not going to be doing that too often. Brownie and ice cream, and anyway, moving right. But it was pretty good, you know. But I'm just saying. There are factors involved. There are a lot of factors. That's why we can't look at somebody else and say, well, you need to do this, or you need to do this. What you need to share with people is make sure God's word's first.
Yes.
Make sure that you're putting God's word first, and then what's the Holy Spirit saying to you? And you may need some help on natural things. I mean, some of these young people, I mean, not just young people, they think that they can live on Cheerios, life, ice cream, sugar. Well, Pastor Debbie, you're meddling now. Well, I don't really care. I'm just, you know, the house at Lee Summit, it's like all these box cereals with cereal. I'm like, really? Tell them to eat some oatmeal, you know? Use honey. Stop using all this processed sugar stuff. Do you know what that does to your body consistently when you're constantly? Well, right now you may not, you know, but talk to some of us that have been around a little bit. Talk to some of us that are over 50 and ask us why we had to stop eating as much sugar. And you can save yourself some problems. Well, I'm meddling. And the only reason I say that, because some people look at you like, yeah, well, I'm in faith. No, you're not. Doesn't have anything to do with faith. You like Cheerios and you're getting by with it now, wait for 20 years, okay? Or it may not take that long. Praise the Lord. There are things that we need to do. Just like we breathe air and drink water. We need to eat food.
Right, right.
We need to take supplements. We need to learn that don't open your mouth wide and take everything that the doctor gives you. I have background and I know how to read doctor's reports and research, and I know that there's certain heart medications and different things that actually take it, that people have died taking that stuff.
Yes.
Am I going to tell you what it is? No, be led.
Yes.
But before you go and get anything from the pharmacist, check it out.
Yes.
Read about it.
Right.
And what is Dr. Jesus saying?
Yes.
You know, somebody make the statement about, well, you, Maybe now that you got the antibiotics, it'll turn around. It already turned around last week when I believed that I received. And I was not led to take antibiotics until I took them. And that's when I took them, when I was led. I didn't just hop right in the antibiotic train and, well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, I'm in faith. No. I took them when I was ready to take them. I took them when I felt that that's what I should do. And I was able to go into my holistic practitioner, which she was giving me supplements and things because I'm using wisdom, you know, natural things that are natural antibiotics and all that type of stuff. But she said herself, there's an underlying bacteria, something going on in your body, and I probably would go down and get some antibiotics. And I said, well, I was just praying about that, and but I wanted to talk to you as well. So I'm getting natural wisdom. So I went down to the urgent care and I said, hey, and they're like, who's your doctor? I said, well, it's a holistic practitioner. Who's that? This person. And I said, she actually advised me to get some antibiotics. Okay, this and that. And then they themselves said it's likely an underlying a bacterial infection, and the antibiotics will work for you. Well, before I took any of those antibiotics, I took the bottle and I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, I was led to take these. So I say that these work for my body and I am free from any side effects. Amen. Amen. See, I'm trying to help some people here. I said, I'm trying to help some people. You know, I've been sitting, reading my Bible and praying, and then just bloop, something come up. You need to add this to your regimen. You need to do this. The help of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. But we've got to have knowledge in the natural and not be stupid.
Amen.
Or a stupido, whatever I'm going to say. Without knowledge. And then there have been other times when I just added something. It's like God didn't tell me to. It's like, well, that didn't work. You understand? So in verse 14, stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And I want to camp on that a little bit, preparation. I said preparation. Amen. And it says in 2 Corinthians 13, verse 5, 2 Corinthians 13, verse 5, examine yourselves as to whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not know yourselves that Jesus Christ is in you? Unless indeed you are disqualified. But I trust that you will know that we are not disqualified. And that word disqualified means to not standing the test. And I want to stand the test in this life.
Yeah.
And I've got to keep my own nose clean and not try. You know, if the Spirit of God deals with me that there's something specific that we need to say as pastors to somebody, that's one thing. But otherwise, I'm not making these off-the-wall statements like, well, if they would just do this or if they would just do that.
Right.
Because every person's situation is different. Everybody's been exposed to different situations, may need different supplementation. There are basic things you need, you understand? Don't come to me and ask me. Do the research. Some people don't up front have the money to go to a good holistic practitioner. Because don't go to your general doctor and expect them to get you on a vitamin regimen. I'm just saying. I mean, if you do, let me know who they are. That'd be wonderful. You could run your insurance through, but some people won't do it because of the money. So what do you do? God, I need mercy. I need mercy. Some people don't take supplements because of the money. What do? Lord, I need mercy. And you need to go working on your prosperity covenant. And building that up. Meanwhile, Lord, I need mercy because I need finances to buy these supplements. And I understand people are dealing with financial challenges and situations.
Come on, come on,
But there are certain things that if you keep cutting it out of your regimen, there are certain things like vitamin C and zinc and D3, especially in these winter months and this type of thing. And I'm not talking about synthetic versions, okay? I'm talking about good stuff, not gummy bears. I'm just... Gummy bears with sugar in them? Come on. Moving right along. God will have mercy on you, but he'll show you, and he will bring a way. More than once, Pastor Jay and I have financed people's supplements. More than once. People know in this church because they've helped people, and more than once. I'm talking about for several weeks and even months at a time. More than once, because my heart is, and I am not judgmental because I've been there, done that. I understand. You know the whole thing with the root canal. And I had all these wild symptoms. But I went in there before that whole root canal and said, just do something. I need to get rid of this pain. I didn't pray about it. I just took their word for it. Just do that. And then all hell broke loose, and I got all kind of after several weeks, and you know, because I gave you the testimony. I mean, it was a lot worse than what I said to you, but God was merciful, and I'm like, Lord, what's going on here? And he's like, you didn't even pray about it. He said, and there was a certain book that came up in my feed. He says, read that. Oh, okay. So I read it. And there are several testimonies how people with root canals had similar things. And some of them were fatal. Does that mean don't ever get a root canal? I didn't tell you not to get a root canal. I'm saying put the word first. Do what the word says. And obey the Holy Ghost. But let's not go into any procedure without faith. I should have prayed, Lord, what do I do here? And if I would have been, listening, my spirit would have kept me from all that. Well, after that, I found more out about, so I had them take out the root canal tooth. They found bacteria in it. To make a long story short, you're not supposed to find bacteria in it. Well, they did, because it's soft, and that meant that bacteria was in there. Well, I could have told them that. So anyway, and then I just had a witness go ahead, take care of the mercury. I took all the mercury out of, and I had that done special. They got to put mask on. They got to do all these things that when you're taking mercury out of your teeth, because mercury, it's toxic to your body. And they never should allow mercury to go in somebody's mouth in the first place. And your mouth is based on a meridian system of nerves that go to the heart and the thyroid and every part of your body. So when your mouth is not taken care of, now you understand why I've got to get this tooth extracted on Tuesday, because I wasn't obedient to get it taken care of last year. And there we go. And whatever else that I need to know, just like Philippians said, God will show me. I said, whatever else I need to know. But we've got to start somewhere. Why don't you stand up? We start with getting the word in our heart. We start with just being faithful to come to the local church and just, were you helped with the word today? And yes, I shared some stories, but they were in line with following wisdom, following godly wisdom. They were in line with putting God's word first. Amen. Following the witness of the Holy Spirit. See, the Lord said, you didn't pray about that with that root canal. And so I told him, take it out. And it took a while to get my body back up where it needed to be, but that was miraculous in and of itself. Amen? Amen. God is so faithful. Yes. Justin, he's constantly, and Pastor Jay has told him this, meticulously looking at every part of that plane before we fly it. Yeah. during why we fly it, and also after we fly it. Because it is not an option to take a faulty plane up in the air. It's not an option for us. Did you know, and it's not out of fear, but even when we're up there in the air, he's looking constantly at where airports are and where he could land or what he could do. He's always examining the terrain around him. Are we examining, or is it just coming out? You know, are we speaking God's word, or is it just parroting the word? I made a statement. I knew you can sit down for a minute. It's not quite time. We're getting there. I made a statement, and it could have been taken wrong because I woke up the next day and it kind of hit me in the face. I'm like, oh, I got to correct that in Lee Summit. But I was talking about how, you know, we've been teaching on praise and worship, and it can be dry. It can be boring.
Yeah.
I wasn't saying the word's boring. I wasn't saying that praise and worship was boring. I wasn't saying that we don't praise the Lord. I was trying to say that if you think that saying praise 50 times in a row, praise, 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 then you look around and wonder why something didn't happen. It's not repetition of the word that brings life. It is revelation. I'm going to say that again. It is not repetition of the word that brings life. It is revelation. You've got to get a revelation of his word. And we've got to get a revelation. The entrance of his word gives light. And we need to know some things by the Spirit of God. And sometimes you just got to delve in. And yes, there are times it may be a hit and miss. I understand that. But you're growing up. And God is merciful. And he's helping. What do you mean a hit and miss? Well, sometimes you're learning things and you almost are dangerous. Because we're new to this. You understand? Watch out for that new Christian, you know? And supplements are the same way. I mean, if you're not careful, you'll be taking 100 supplements and you know what in the world you're doing. It takes wisdom. It takes learning. It every day, and there have been seasons like, oh, I got to get that back again. I'm like, Lord, if there's anything I need to change, if there's anything I need to add, if there's anything I need to take away, help me. There's anything I need to know. But if I'm going, if I'm tired, you know, you can read the word, but you're so tired, you're not getting the revelation of it.
Yeah.
And we're going through our day confessing the word. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And frankly, it just is dry because it's not revelation. It's not coming out of fellowship.
Yes.
It's not coming out of communion.
Yes.
So don't be discouraged. Find out who you are in Christ, what you have, what you can do. Find out that you are the prospered of the Lord. You can buy supplements. Maybe God's dealing with you to take a certain medication or get hooked up with a certain doctor if that's what you need. Maybe he's dealing with you to go a whole different route. Be open. Don't just go the route that you've always went before. Don't just do what you're used to doing, and then you got to come back and say, Lord, what's going on here? And he's like, well, you didn't pray about it. You're just doing what you always do, or you just think that that can be a quick fix. I can just take that, and it's all going to be gone. Sometimes it's a lifestyle change. I'll say that again. Usually it's a lifestyle change. Praise the Lord. But he's merciful, and he will meet you where you are.
Yes.
But start with the word.
Yes.
Tell your neighbor, start with the word. Find out who you are in Christ. Find out what you have. Find out what you can do. And don't allow the enemy to dupe any of us during this season of an extra rain or whatever. And the world generally calls this the flu season. Don't allow the devil to dupe you that the source of sickness is not from him. And that you can just get a quick fix. Because he wants to discourage you. He wants to get you confused. He wants to get you to a place where you don't have any help. Go back to the Word. Go back to the Word. Do what the Word says. Amen. And let's pray for one another, because we're all learning, and sometimes it's frustrating when you're dealing with symptoms, and you're, so I'm not condemning anybody, been there, done that, but I tell you what, I'm not just guessing and going. I'm getting with the Lord and saying, okay, Lord, and doing, endeavoring to use godly wisdom every day. And I'm not yielding to fear.
Amen.
Not yielding to fear.
Amen.
Amen. Well, you can stand up now. So, come to the light. Come to the light and see that it's so bright. And your situation will change in parastuta. Namasikete, come to the light. Oh, and you'll see that it's so bright, and your situation will change from the darkest of night. Oh, Father, we thank you for your word that we've heard. And we thank you, Lord, that we're founded on the rock, the solid rock on which we stand. And Father, right now we ask you, Lord, to cleanse us. We don't have a mentality of sin consciousness, but we do say, if there's any area we've missed it in, enlighten our eyes. If there's anything you know today that you've been putting off, maybe not getting rest or just fulfilling the plan of God in an area, or not walking in love, whatever, maybe you've already got it right. But I'm just saying to you, get it right. Just say right now, say, Father, I'm sorry. And, you know, I didn't mean you had to say it out loud, but anyway, just get it right with him right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. When I look into his holiness, what key is that? Let's go down. One more up. When I look, I'll just sing it. When I look into his holiness, when I gaze into his loveliness, when all things that's around become shadows in the light of you, when I find the joy of reaching your heart comes enthroned in your love, when all things that surround become shadows in the light of you, I worship you. I live is to worship you. I worship you. I worship you. The reason I live is to worship you. Hallelujah. When I look into your holiness, when I gaze into your loveliness, when all things that surround become shadows in the light of you. Father, we worship you today. We bless you today. We thank you, Father, for your word, for your goodness, for your mercy, We thank you for the entrance of your word that brings life. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. We're just circling the airport, and we'll close as soon as I have a witness to do so. Why, worship team, go ahead and come up. And you know that song, Leanne?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, go ahead and sing it in your key. Hallelujah. So we'll just sing this and just sing it to him. And, you know, we don't have to stay long, but thank you, Lord.
When I look into your holiness, when I gaze into your loveliness, when all things that surround become shadows in the light of you, when I find the joy of reaching your heart, when my will becomes enthroned with your love, when all things that surround
good. It says, attend to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Let them not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. They are life. They are life and health and strength. We have dominion in the name of Jesus. And his mercy will help us through. But get to a place where assuredly, and don't be walking with a sin consciousness. Don't keep looking back at all the areas you've missed it. You know, the Lord said to Dad Hagen when he wanted him to minister to a man, do you think, what was that, Brother Don? Do you think that I'm not willing to do what you would do? What was that? In other words, tell that man he's forgiven. Because this businessman, he was dealing with sickness and disease, and Dad Hagen had laid hands on him 3 times. Nothing had changed. And he wanted, so he told him, I'll meet you before the service 30 minutes ahead of time. But the Lord came to Dad Hagen and kept saying that over and over again while he was getting dressed and while he was shaving. Do you think that I'm unwilling to do? And forgive me if the words are wrong. What you would do. In other words, you'd forgive him. We forgive one another. Why wouldn't the Lord forgive us? And that man told Dad Hagen, I've missed it so many times. I could have given more to the church. I could have done more for missions. I could have done all these things. And Dad Hagen said, well, have you missed it 490 times? Because Jesus said 7 times 70.
Yeah.
Have you missed it 490 times in the last 35 years every day of the week? And the man says, "Dear Lord, no, I haven't missed it 490 times in all 35 years." Well, then you're doing pretty good. So don't have a sin consciousness. Just if you know you did something wrong, say, "Lord, I take the Spirit's help." Remember, the Holy Spirit helps us. And just repent. And just get up. Just get up. And maybe sickness or disease or some type of trial has come just because you're in the cage with the lion. Well, just know, I've got the whip. I have dominion in the name of Jesus. So let's realize where the source comes from if we need to get anything right. But always go back to times in the Word. And put the foot to that mentality of yielding to distractions. Put the foot to the mentality of not getting rest. Put the foot to the mentality of not being obedient.
Yes.
Amen.
Yeah.
I worship you. Place today and you haven't received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You may be watching by live stream, by YouTube, any country all over the world. Many are watching. And if you haven't received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, whether you're in your home or whether you're here today, I'd like you to bow your heads first of all. And if you know your need for a Savior, Jesus Christ, who died for you, he gave his life for you, that you might have life and have it more abundantly, not just in heaven, but here on this earth. If you want to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, just raise your hand today. And ushers, let us know. Heads bowed. The ushers can look around. Let us know if anybody's lifting their hand. And raise your, ushers, wave at me if you see anybody. Yeah, we see one. Okay. We see one. So if that's you, Miss Ann's going to come and minister to you and give you some material, take you aside and pray with you. And those of you who are watching, if you today want to pray this prayer and become a child of God, let's all pray it together. Father, I come to you.
Father, I come to you.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I believe that Jesus died.
I believe that Jesus died.
On the cross.
On the cross.
And he rose again.
And he rose again.
That I might have life.
And have it more abundantly.
I receive Jesus as my Lord and Savior.
I receive Jesus as my Lord and Savior.
I thank you, Lord, you're my Father.
I thank you, Lord, that you're my Father.
Jesus, you're my Lord.
Jesus, you're my Lord.
Holy Spirit, you're my guide.
Holy Spirit, you're my guide.
I'm now a child of God.
I'm now a child of God.
If that's you today, I'm asking you to look at the online there and go to eberleministries.org and find our contact information, and we will send you information. We will send you information. Amen. And go tell somebody, I've received Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. So we'll receive you, we'll send you a little mini book on salvation, the new birth. We'll send you some information on being baptized in the Holy Ghost, because you need to be baptized in the Spirit so that you will have that ongoing power in your life. Amen?
Amen.
So if that's you, and tell a friend, I've received Jesus as my Lord, and find a church that teaches your redemptive rights, who you are in Christ, what you have and what you can do, that you're the healed of the Lord, that you're forgiven, and that you are prospered and blessed, and learn to walk above condemnation. Amen. Go in the healing power of God. I just say in Jesus' name, if you're dealing with sickness, if you're dealing with disease today, I speak to those over this camera and I say, sickness, you must go. Disease, you must go. In the name of Jesus. Father, we minister health and healing. Just put your hand out there by the camera or by the TV screen or by your computer and say, I receive power. Anointing to knock this out in Jesus' name, to change my body. And Father, we ask for light, we ask for understanding, we ask for wisdom for every person, and we ask for your mercy on their behalf to take them where they need to go in Jesus' name.